Weiter in Shas and Shavuos Daf Lamed Vav, last Daf of the fourth parak. Here we go. Zakti Mar, we are five lines down, two, four, five lines down. Second word in line. Amar Rabbi Abba, Minayin La Allah Shishvua. How do you know the lashon of Allah is the lashon of Shavua, of swear? Shenar, the pasuk says Vayavu Oso Ba Allah. Nebuchadnezzar brought Sitkiyahu under a Allah under a swear. Uksiv, and it says about that the Gamba Melech Nebuchadnezzar Mared Asher Yishbiya Be'Elokim. That Tzidkiyahu rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, who made him take a shvua against Hashem. So you see clearly that it's a swear. Tana Arur Bo Nidoy Bo Klala Bo Shvua. The lashon of Arur can either be Nidoy, like a ban, like a cherem, or what it could mean is a klala, a curse, or a shvua. The Bo Nidoy means a Nidoy. The Chesiv Pasuk says Arur Meiros Amar Melech Hashem Arur Yoshvah. Like it says that Arur Meiros. Meiros is a pasuk in Shoftim. And that it says that Oru Meroz said that the messenger of Hashem, Oru Arur, its inhabitant. So Amar Ulul says, Ba'arba Me'a Shipure Shante Barak Lemeros. 400 shofars, Barak, he was Meshamet, he banned Meroz. So we see clearly that it means the Lashon of Nidoy. Bo Klala. Well, you know that it's a klala. The Chesed Pasuk says, "Ve'ele yandu al haklala," and these will stand on klala. Except it says, "Araish sheyasa pesel." So you see that clearly, one means klala. Bo shvua, the Chesed vayas b'Yoshua ve'zehilim or arur ha'ish lefnei Hashem. So over there, the lashon of vayasp and the lashon of arur. V'delma tati avid lehu. Who says maybe? Maybe as be'inu v'leintinu. Maybe what happened is that the lesson was not a riot because he put them under a shvua and he cursed them, and therefore you can't learn from here that the word arur means a shvua. Maybe it's just two separate things there. Ela me'achu learn from here v'ish asher v'ish yisrael nigas b'yom ahu v'yoel sha'ul el ha'am leimor arur ha'ish asher yochal, that the men of Israel were pressed on that day and Shaul had put them under a shvua, saying that Arur curses a man who eats. Uksivan, it says, Vyonasan lo shama bashbia aviv am. Yonasan, his son, he didn't hear that his father put them under this shvua. So he's the lashon of shvua. V'domachanami tati avadu. Maybe here also it's two things he's doing. Ashbeinu v'laitinu. Maybe he's making a swear and he's cursing them. Now, Varaya. This is Gemara. Miksev v'arur. Does it say and he cursed them? No, it just says Arur, which means that that's one is explaining the other. Hashas Lachi, now once you come upon that, Hasam Nami looks at V'arur. They're also by the Yoshua one, by when it doesn't say V'arur, and Arur is of Shavua as well. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amen. The word Amen is Bo Shavua, Bo Kabbal Zavarim, Bo Haman Zavarim. The word Amen can mean either someone is accepting upon himself a Shavua, or he's accepting upon certain ideas, a certain, you know, whatever is being put forth before him, or Kabbalas, or Hamanas Devarim is confirming something. Bo Shavua, the Pasuk says, by the Sota, V'amra Isha Amin Amin, after the concept of Shavua is mentioned, that she's being Shavua-sized, she's being put in upon her, she says Amin. Bo Kabbalas Devarim, the Siv Arash, Lo Yakim is Divrei HaTorah Zos, Lassas HaSav Amar Kolam Amin, that they're being Mekabal these things, and Bo Hamanas Devarim, they're confirming it, the Siv Ayomi Yirmiya Navi, Amin, Kein Yaseh Hashem, Yakim Hashem Es Divarecha. That this is Yirmiyahu says the lashon of Amen over there as well. And if you know, it means a Hamanas Devarim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lav Shmua, Hein Shmua, the lashon of Lav, of no, right, is a commitment not to do something, and Hein, yes, is a commitment to do something. Both these are a Shavua. Bisham Lav Shavua, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Velo Yeod Amayim Lamabul. It's not going to be Mabul anymore. Uksev, and it says, Kimei Noach Zos Li Hashem Ishbati, this is what I swore upon. Ella Hain Shvua mean Allah Hanim Hain is a Shvua. Says Gemara Svara. Me the Lav Shvua Hain Nami Shvua. The Lav Shvua. So Hain is also going to be a Shvua. Amar Rava. Who'd Amar Lav Trei Zimni? It's only if you say it twice. Lav Lav. Who'd Amar Hain Hain? I don't Amar Lav Lav Trei Zimni. You said it two times. Who'd Amar two times? Hain Hain Trei Zimni. The Siv the Pasuk says Velo Yikaris Kol Baser Od Mimei Amabo Velo Yia Od Amayim Lamabo. Right. So. Because he said it two times, umi the lav trezimne, and since I know it's two times, hein nami trezimne, hein is also two times. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah, makalo b'kulin chayim, someone who makalo with any of these names, right? Either the Shem Hashem, Yudke, Vavke, Alf Dalid, Shakai, Tzavakos, or if it's a nickname, like Chanun, Verachum, all of them are going to be chayiv. Do Rabbi Meir, Chum Podium Lepater, Tana Rabbanu, and Ish Ish Ki Yikalo Elokav, Vinasa Chato, a man who curses God will bear his sin. Matamad Lo, remember, look for a number, does not receive, Vinokim Shem Hashem, Mosim, 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 someone who blasphemes in the name of Hashem will be put to death. So, what's it telling you? Yachal Lo Yechayiv, do you think that you're not going to be chayiv? El Al Shem Amyuchad Bavad, only if you're saying the Shem Amyuchad. And then the rabbi says, Akinim, even the nicknames, Tamad Lomer, or the secondary names, Ish Ish Ki Yekal Elokav, that pasuk. We call Malcolm in any circumstance you're Yekal Elokav. Divir Reb Meir, Sir Meir, Cham Marmim, Al Shem Amyuchad B'Misa, if the Shem Amyuchad is Misa, Al Kinim B'Azara, but if it's with the nicknames, then it's going to be just an Azara warning. V'Hamikalel, right, but he's not going to be killed for it. Hamikalel Avivimo, next part of the message, somebody goes and curses his father's mother, then Chum say he's not going to be killed until he uses the shame first. Man Chacham, who is that? Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi. The Tanya Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi Omer, Brinach for shame, you must. Pasuk says when he blasphemes the name, he shall be killed. Matam and Lomer, shame. Why does it say the word shame? Limit al Makal of Vimo is coming to teach someone to curse his father. Mother, Shane Chayv al Ajiyakal in Bashem until he goes and does it with a particular name, Shem of first. Next part of Mishnah. Makalu Atzmo v'chaber, someone curses himself or his friend with any of the names. He's over a lav. I'm Rabbi Yana, I've did a call. And this is the opinion of both the Mir and the Chachamim. Atzmo. You can't curse yourself. It says, Raki Shomer l'chol shmoy nafshecha ma'od. Beware of yourself and greatly beware for your soul. Uses these lashons of Raki Shomer l'chol shmoy nafshecha ma'od. Kid Amar Avin Barabi Loi, the Amar Kol Makam Shama Yishama Pen Va'al, Eno Ela Losase, it is a Losase, that would be a lav. Oh, Yvechaveiro, and you also can't curse your friend, Chsev Losakal Acheres, you can't curse a deaf person. Next part of the Mishnah said, Yakech Hashem, if somebody says, if they have this Tovea said to his aid, that Hashem will strike you if you don't testify for me, V'chein Yakechem Elokim, or if he said, so will God strike you if you don't testify, you're going to be Chayev, Zuhi, Allah, Aksu, V'Torah, that is a curse that's written in the Torah, in reference to Shavuos Eidos. Yosef Avkana, Kamei, Rabbi Huda, Yosef Kamer, Hamasis, Agatan, he said the following idea, Amar Leh, he said to him, Kanei, don't speak so straightforward. You should be speaking and hinting and alluding to things. Because speaking straight up, you're basically cursing someone, right? When you say, hey, what's the deal with this if I were to come and say, Hashem will strike you. Like, whoa, hey, back it off. Because 30 time, Yosef Umi Abadim Kamei Derev Kahana, Yosef Kamei said, Gam Kel, Yitotzcha Lanesach Yatacha, Yisachacha, Miel Vishereshacha, Meretz Chaim Selah. Hashem will shatter you for eternity, will break you and tear you from the tent and uproot you, the Pasuk can tell him, from the land of life, Selah. Amalei, Kanei, says, hey, you're speaking, you know, some sort of hint, not straight up. Tati Lami, why do we need both these stories? Because by the time you thought, Hani, me the Masisin, when it comes to a Mishnah, okay, that's where you should speak, you know, in the third person thing. Of Abakar, it's a Pasuk, came along with Chamin. Mechanina, you don't have to use this other tablashon, kamashon, even that you should. Al yagecha, the pasuk said, I'm sorry, not the pasuk, the pasuk said, if somebody goes and says to his edom, may he not strike you, if you testify for me, vivarechicha, or may he bless you if you do it, v'yetav lacha, may it be good for you if you testify for me, Rabbi Meir, Mechayev, the edom if they lie, if they don't testify, chum, if they lie, this way they don't have testimony. The chachamim potrin, the chachamim pater. This was all in yesterday's daf, and then we said the mayor is gorking under the world of mechale hein atashamei alav. Professor Gemara, v'hal lesley the Rabbi Meir mechale alav atashamei hein. Let's try that again. The reason is because he holds Mechlal Lav Atashamei Hein, but we know he doesn't hold of that. So it's more Eifach. So just switch it up and say Rabbi Meir says that they're not going to be Chayim, and the Chum say they are. Ki Yosef Yitzchak Tana Dekitadnan. He taught like the Mishnah said originally. Amar Rabbi Yosef says Hashadanan Tananachi. That which we learn in the Mishnah like this. Ki Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak Taniachi. Rabbi Yitzchak came. He also taught it like this. Shema Mina Davka Tanan. The Mishnah is exactly as we learned it. Elikasha, we have the kasha. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold a michlal lavat hashemehin. So how does it work? No, says Gemara, that's not true. In a chinami, there are times he doesn't. When is that? Ki Leslie, when is it true that he doesn't say that? Bimamona. He doesn't say it in reference to cash money. Aval b'yisura islay. When it comes to yisurim, he does hold of it. But sota is iser. Hinaki. The pasuk says, when the sota says hinaki without the yud, which we explain it to mean as chinki, which means she should choke. So the Torah is teaching that the shavua of a sota has to include not only that if the woman has not committed adultery, she will be not affected by the water, but also if she did commit adultery, then she'll be choked by the waters. Says the Gemara, Taima, from Rav Tamchun's pshat of Rav Meir's view, it comes out that the reason why the sota's shua is good is Yosef Hinaki, because it says Hinaki, which is teaching that it's got to have the flip of it. Halavachi, but without that, Michal Alav Tashamehin Lo Aminu, he doesn't say it. So we see that according to Rav Meir, it doesn't automatically Michal Alav Tashamehin, even by Isser. So why is Rav Meir saying in Mishnah that it's enough for him to say only one? Beep, turn the page. Lam involved in base. Ella epoch, right? Switch it. Switch the sheetas. Or Meir says, you're not going to be chayav say you are. A feel of Easter, less like even be Easter, he doesn't hold the mechal lavatash mehain. Mask of le ravina, be Easter, less like what? By Easter, Meir doesn't hold of this den? Ella meata, shtuya yayin, a puri rosh misa, a kohen who drink wine and is and with long hair, they get killed. Misa vide shamayim, if they do avoda while having this. Hachanami, the less lay the mayor, the witness of mayor disagrees with this also because it's a iser that's learned out, Michal Lavatash Mehain. But Hanami, the witness of Abraisa, Elu Shabamisa, these are the ones who are Misa, Shtu Yayim Puri Rosh. Nobody's arguing with this, even Rameir is going to accept that. Elu Yolam Tepuch. Whether you do, you switch it. And Rameir says that he doesn't hold of it. He last lay, when is it true? Bimamona, be serious, but he does hold of. Yes, sir. Aye, what about sota? Shiny sota. The isur de isbe mamono, because it's an isur that has money included in the discussion. Because if the woman ends up, if she's guilty of znus, then she loses her ksuba. Hajan alach shvus eidos. Oh, la la la. Hey, you know what our minig is? We say hajan alach. Let's take a look again. Avdaf lamed amen aleph. Shvus eidos nagis by nashim below by nashim, etc. Okay, we are yotzadan. We have just finished the fourth parak. We now move on, my friends, to the fifth parak of Maseches Shvus. Now, if all y'all remember, we saw the first Mishnah in this Masechta. It was quite a long Mishnah. This one also kind of, doubles up on that as well. And here we go. Shavuos HaBigadon Hegas B'Anashim U'B'Anashim. Shavuos HaBigadon is that a Shavuos of a deposit. The person says, hey, you have something in mind. No, I don't. Or you stole something. No, I didn't. Or you know, something along those lines. So Shavuos HaBigadon Hegas B'Anashim U'B'Anashim, it applies to both men and women, right? Rashi says, "I did the tani b'shuos ha'idos v'anashem v'lemanashem tani minami l'kula." Says the whole thing here. Birchogim v'krovim is by both relatives and non-relatives. It's not like the normal type of idos type of thing, but over here you're allowed to do this also with birchogim and with krovim. Mekshem v'besulam both kasher pasal bein b'fnei beizim v'shalom b'fnei beizim in front of beizim or not mipi atzmo. This is if he says it with his own mouth, right? He swears by himself, or if he says amen to it, right? That's considered like he said it. But if someone else goes and says, yeah, it's a pan, you don't say amen, then not. If the shul was said by other people, like Amir Mashbia, you, and he just said, nah, this never happened, he's not going to be chayv until he's kofar in Bezin. Divrei Meir is like Meir. Chamomim, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim, kevin shekofar bo chayv, even if it's someone else, once he's kofar, then he's going to be chayv. Oh, the chayiv al zdona shvua. He's going to be chayiv for knowing about this. Val shigigasa im zdona pikadon. Veinu chayiv al shigasa gridasa. He's not going to be chayiv for not knowing for im. Well, before that, Rashi points out the chayiv al zdona shvua deloksib behu vinelam. It doesn't have vinelam, so even if it's amazing, val shigigasa im zdona pikadon. Shagah Rashi says shagah be carbon behezid be pikadon. He just didn't know about the carbon, but he knew about the pikadon. The yodea behezid be pikadon be kafar. Aval in yodea im chayav alav carbon. He didn't know he was going to be chayav carbon. Ve'inu chayav al shigas gredasa. Rashi says im savor li shava be emes mishum da anasu. It's a case of where he's completely in the case of shogeg. The person that he thought what he's swearing is actually true. That's called an onus. Ma chayav al zdona. What's going to be chayav in the case of mezid? Asham b'kesef shkalim. An asham, which is worth
2 silver shekel.
Shusa begadin ketzad. What's the case of shusa begadin? Amar lo, somebody says, Teili begadin sheshu biyadcha. Give me the begadin. So I left you something by you, and you have it. It's mine. Shavua she'en lecha biyadi. Another one says, I swear that I have nothing of yours in my possession. Never had it. Osha Amar lo says, Ein lecha biyadi. You have nothing in my possession. Here's an answer, like a shvua, mashbia acha ani, but then the guy says, yeah, I'm putting a swear on you. Vamar meh, he says, amen. He's a chayav, all his cases, he's going to be chayav. Yishbia lov chamish pamim, the tovea says it five times about the same thing, bein b'fnei beis and bein shalom b'fnei beis, in front of beis, they're not. The kafar, and he denies them, chayav al kolach zrachas. He says, you do, I don't, you do, I don't, you do, I don't, you do, I don't, you do, I don't. Some, I think I said five there. You'll be chayv each one of them. Remember, Shimon Matam. What's the reason? Because each time that he could go and retract and he could admit to the fact that he owes the money. If five different people are being tovei him, I'm alone in saying to him, give us back the stuff that we have, the deposits that we have in your possession. He says back, I swear that none of you has anything in my possession. It's only one statement. He's not going to be chayv until he says shvua at the end. He's going to throw in the word shvua at the end. Rabbi Shimon, it's got to be personal and individual. Let's say you have a case of Tainli, Pikadon, Shubhisad, Gatovin, and Shesh, Rubi, Adcha. One person says another, give me the deposit and the loan and the thing that you stole that you have in your possession. Shavuot Shein Lechabiyadi. And the guy says back, I swear I have nothing that's yours in my hands. Dedu Chayv Elach is only Chayv one. But Shavuot Shein Lechabiyadi, Pikadon, Utsim, and Tiad, Begazal, Beavedak. Chayv Akalach is Rachas. Then you can be Chayv on each and every one. Let's say some guy says, "Tainli chitin usarinu kusim chesli biyadcha." Shvush ein lecha biyadi, ein lecha biyadi. I have nothing in your hands. Ein lechayv al achas. Shvush ein lecha biyadi chitin usarinu kusmin. Chayv al kol achas. And you have chayv for each and every one of them. Mer omer, afilo mechitu sarav kusemes. Even if he says that he owes him wheat and barley in spelt, chayv al kol achas v'achas. Still, is going to be chayv for each and every one of them. Even if it's like singular, a wheat, a barley, a thing, whatever it is, chayv for each one of them. Okay, anasi upisita, anasi upisita, upisita, sbt. We know that you have these two types of payments that can be damage or loss, and some sort of kenas. So we have mammon, we have kenas. So now we say, in the case of what's going to be the din of kenas, if it says, you violated my daughter, you seducer. He says, "Lo anasti v'lo pisisa." I didn't. Mashpiachan ani says, "I'm putting a swear on you." Amar amin says, "I swear." I says, "Amen." Chayv is going to be chayv then ashem if he admits that he lied. Rabbi Shimon Omer turns out he lied. Rabbi Shimon Omer, she'enu mashalim kenas al piatzmo. The din is you're going to be potter. Rabbi Shimon poter she'enu mashalim kenas al piatzmo. You don't pay kenas on your own admission. Amar lo, so the chacham said back to him, "Afal pi she'enu mashalim kenas al piatzmo, mashalim boshes begam al piatzmo. You do pay boshes of begam." And therefore, when he denies, he did have, there's monetary consequence, and therefore he's going to be chayv an asham for this lie, for the shvua. Ganavti ashari, someone says, you stole my ox. V'omer, lo ganavti, I didn't steal. Mashbiach ani, v'omer, amen. Chayv, he's going to be chayv an asham if he swore falsely. He does have to chiv to pay back the karen, right, the amount of the principal. But if he says, get after velo tovachtu l'machati, yeah, I stole, but I didn't shechta to sell it, mashpiach ha'ani, v'amar amin, in such a case, pater, because that's kenas. Hemi shorcha is shariv, somebody says, your shore killed my shore. V'amar says, lo, hemi, no, it did not kill your shore. And he says, mashpiach ha'ani, v'amar amin, chayiv is going to be chayiv in asham. Hemi shorcha is avdi, but if he says that you're actually my slave, v'amar says, lo, hemi, mashpiach ha'ani, v'amar amin, pater is going to be pater. For a carbon over here, because he's denying over there a kenas. Amar lo, if he says, some guy says to another, chavalta biva sisa bichabura. You gave me a you injured me. You gave me a wound. V'amar says, lo chavalta biva sisa bichabura. No, never happened. Shpia chaniv amar amen. Chayiv is going to be chayiv because that's money over there. That's not just a kenas. It's money. Amar lo avdo. Let's say if someone's ever kenani said he palta eshine. You know, you knocked out my tooth,
And we know that you knock out the tooth, the guy goes free. Or if Simisius Aini, you blind my eye, you do such a thing, he goes out. These are Knas. Huomi says, Loi palti below Simisi. No, I didn't knock it out, I didn't blind you. Mashbiachani of Homerami says, Mali, Pate is going to be Potter, even if you live there, because it's just a Knas. Zaklach, Kol Mishalma Piatzmo, whoever would pay money by his own admission. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv, and also be live. V'shen mishalma piatzmo, potter, then you're going to be potter. With that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.